It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
Joining me today is a returning guest and friend of the show, John Schick, a former defensive end who played 8 seasons in the Canadian Football League, where in 2007 he was named CFL's most outstanding defensive player. He won 2 Grey Cups with the Saskatchewan Roughriders. He also spent time in the NFL with Jacksonville and also Indianapolis. And what he's doing today is a very important work in the life of the heart of the church. He's director of prison ministry for the Diocese of St. Augustine. And we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about a new app that John has created that creates the world of fitness and mixes that in with spirituality. But I'd like to welcome my friend, John Schick, back to Blessed to Play. John, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Ron. Yes, great to be back. Always love what you guys are doing, and I appreciate you taking time and give me some space here, man. It's great to be here.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about your career. We've mentioned this in, we talked about it in previous shows, but you had 69.5 sacks. So you went quarterback hunting for the better part of, 10 seasons through your professional career. And, as I talk to defensive linemen in the NFL and just professional players, they seem to remember all their sacks. Do you recall all your sacks?
Yes. I mean, it would, you mean the moment? I would say I don't recall as many. I remember the ones that mattered most. End of season, playoff runs, those are the ones that stick out to me. I was, yes, I was a sack hunter. I mean, I loved the stat, but man, I loved as much of every other play as well. I love putting the fear of God into the guy I was against and making quarterbacks run, so.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, just the pursuit of doing that for so many years. And how's the body feeling now that you're removed from professional life as far as a football player?
I just could not be more blessed. It is incredible. I always, throughout that time, I mean, I had some injuries and I learned a lot during those years of how to take care of my body. A lot of that through rehab and bringing myself back from some injuries and things like that. But having done that, I knew even in retirement, I had to stay on a steady program because seasons of deflation, they expose certain injuries and that. So I stay on a little routine that keeps me healthy body, mind, and spirit, and yeah. I feel like $1 million, man.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Some of the challenges of former professional athletes, no matter what the sport is, once they leave this sport is to really find their identity. And a lot of them have that challenge and don't know what to do. But you seem to carve out a pretty solid identity in your faith life and also the work you do in prison ministry.
Yes. Yeah, no, and it's very important, throughout the career, that steadiness was, man, wherever we were living or moving that season, always had to identify the Catholic Church, the community that we were going to live next to, and that kept us steady there, where you had the built-in, brotherhood with your teammates and, your fitness routine. And shoot, once that career is over, it's the opposite. Now you get the church life, but you got to stay consistent with that and with the training and the communal life. And so that is, always a challenge, but a challenge worth fighting. And, I've been blessed in finding both local folks to train with and coach that keeps that iron sharpening, and it has blessed me. And we had a couple babies over the last couple years and moved. And then you get out of a routine and you realize real fast, crap, I got to get back on that. Because they start to expose themselves.
For our folks listening at home, what's the count now as far as the children go?
We have 11 children. Yeah, I'm very blessed. My oldest is playing volleyball at Palm Beach State mm-hmm. University, and the rest are still at home. But they're one by one. I got a senior, a junior, and a freshman at will leave us before we know it.
Yeah, that's great. Blessed to play Ron Meyer. We're chatting today with John Chick. He's a former professional football player in the Canadian Football League as well as the NFL. And John, speaking of fitness, you've integrated this with the spiritual life, and they could coexist. Talk about, you know, body, mind, and spirit, keeping the body fit, but not putting overemphasis and making it a cult of the body. Where's that fine line in that, how do I say it, that, you know, that balance, where does it lie?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so, you know, to me, the incarnation of Christ brings it to light, right? And we see St. Paul's writings. He always kind of connects the dots in the physical to the spiritual. And I don't think they're exclusive, right? Mm-hmm. We are one. House divided cannot stand. And so, yes, we're always cultivating the spiritual. And I don't believe that there is a disconnect. There is in our culture, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But they all are one. And if one is declining, they tend to both, or all three, body, mind, and spirit, decline. And so we're called to be good stewards of that body. And I always love going to church teaching on these things that I know have made a difference in my life. And so one is, you know, theology of the body, you know, teaches us the that the body is gift. You are a gift, and we are called to be gift to others. And more often than not, it reminds us that, you know, you are the gospel. You know, as most people aren't going to listen to a word we say and or give you the opportunity to say it. What you represent when you walk into a room is it says a lot about what you believe. And so stewardship, love, you know, those speak volumes. And then, you know, going to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, I love the part where it tells us that singing is a prayer times two. And why is that? It's because we're glorifying God with the gift he gave us. Mm-hmm. Well, again, going back to theology of the body, we are the gift. The body is the greatest gift. And so how do we glorify? Yes, in service. Yes, in sacrifice. Does it command to train? No, but we are in a culture and a time where we aren't tilling the ground like we did back then. And when I am not doing the physical, because of our food, our habits and all those things, it can start to toll on you. And so movement is key for life. The second I can't sit down, get myself up off the ground or bend over is the day I'm in a nursing home. And we're called to be servants. So the tie-in is, you know, I train not for vanity, not for a particular look, though those are benefits and those help in the witness of what I profess, but it's so that I can show up better in my vocation, whether that's husband, as servant, as a, you know, priest, as a brother, son, friend, and neighbor,
mm-hmm.
In the works of mercy where we're called. And so, you know, when I started this, it was because of my own pain point in a 12-year career was often Christ is forced to the sidelines, you know, in the men's industry. And I didn't see it just in mine, but in many of the men I looked up to was, yeah, we were there on Sunday, but where's Christ the other days of the week? And so with the training, you know, I just knew that was my passion. It helped me to perform at my career, but it also has helped me as in my vocation and in service. And so I knew it was going to be Christ-centered when I started this, and it hasn't let me down, man.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it definitely helps us with our temporal needs as well. And John lays this out in his new app that he created. Iron Fit. It's a mission, folks. It's a mission that helps Catholic men restore strength and order through faith, fitness, and fraternity without burnout or backsliding. And burnout could be something that happens to us all. And it doesn't mean to stay steady on a program, John, would you say, before we get into the depths of the app, but just being steady and committed to a certain program helps you lead a disciplined life, whether it be on the physical side or the spiritual side.
Right. Absolutely. It's about being intentional. Yes, it does definitely cultivates discipline. Throughout when we started this deal, is we wanted to be mission based, because that's the reason we want to be fit, is so that I can be where I'm called to be, again, in my vocation, but also in service. And so we take on a monthly mission, which is in the work of mercy. Ultimately, that's what led me through obedience to this program. It led me into a prison. I didn't know anybody doing this ministry, and it transformed my life. And so then each week we cultivate a particular virtue. We want to focus on that. And then daily in the Word of God, that has to do with either of those two, the virtue of the week or the monthly mission, and then, and or the theology of the body. And so it does. It is not the virtue itself, right? And there are many forms of training, absolutely. And if your work revolves, is very physically laborious, then you might need more cultivating in the spiritual realm. But it is, all of it is so that we can be who we ought to be for those put under our care.
John, I want to step away, but on the other side, I want to talk about your work working in the prisons right there in the Diocese of St. Augustine, and also get more into this app, Iron Saints. It's a mission that John has put forth, encouraging men to hop on board. We'll talk more about that on the other side when Blessed to Play returns right after this.
EWTN, teaching the truth.
I am a brand new Catholic, and I will say it's totally because of what God did in my heart because of EWTN. This show was a huge, huge help to me as it answered so many questions.
I just want to give you guys a big thumbs up. You guys are great. I really love the rosary with Father Groeschel and Simonetta. I tune in every day.
I'd like to say you're a treasure to the Catholic Church, and we're blessed to have you.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by John Schick, a friend of the show. He's been on several times. He always adds some great spiritual insight through his life of being a faithful Catholic and a man of prayer. On the athletic side, John was quite an athlete. At 6'4", 250 pounds, he played defensive on the defensive line. He was the CFL's most outstanding defensive player in 2007, won two Grey Cups. For those of you who don't know what a Grey Cup is, it's the Super Bowl of Canadian football. And he also spent time in the NFL with Jacksonville and Indianapolis. And now his work is in the prison system in the Diocese of St. Augustine. He's a director of prison ministry. John, quite a work. And you're dealing with men who obviously made some bad choices, right? Or they wouldn't be there. But they have to be searching, obviously, and you're there to provide some spiritual guidance. Talk about your work with these men who are incarcerated within the diocese.
Yeah, I mean, it is just incredible. Again, I didn't know anything about it when I got into it. It was out of obedience, knowing, hey, where is the Lord calling me, and seeking that. And encountering these men, you come across every walk. Those that are at rock bottom and don't know the Lord, to those that are already living a devoted life, made a poor decision and got caught. You know, there are several of us who make those same poor decisions and don't get caught. And so we meet them all where they're at, and it's really just being an ear. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the sayings that one of the ministries said, listen, listen, and love, love. And so you try to be an ear, and yes, be ready to share the good news where it meets them, and that is both in the Catholic faith. You know, we I get a list as the director of our Catholics, but we don't just serve Catholics. We're coming across all men, and we have the most unbelievable conversations. When I compare to being on the streets, how often are we in conversations of the Lord? With a few people, maybe, but in there, one, they know where we're coming from or why we're coming in, and it just opens up great dialogue with people of all faith. And like you said, they are asking, seeking, and knocking, and we remind them we are too. Even though, yes, I'm firm in my faith, he always wants to take us further. There's always more we can grow in that faith, and so we just have those great conversations, and we have people come into the faith. We have many that struggle forgiving themselves, or and to see the healing of God minister to these guys, but at the same time, they're ministering to us. You know, as in all the works of mercy, if you've done Soup Kitchen or all that, is we're generally scoring bigger than they are, because it is an encounter with the Lord. And that's what's so cool. So it is incredible, and it's also exhausting. You are, for that period of time, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours at times, you are slain in the spirit, in a sense. You know, you are having these powerful conversations with people who are vulnerable, people who have opened themselves up and who are asking, seeking, and knocking, and you're in the Word of God, you're in prayer, and it is very fruitful. But man, a day of that, no matter how long it is, it can wipe you out too. So you got to be ready to, let yourself down lightly.
And I'd imagine that your background, when you're going into the prisons, you're a guy who's imposing, you're in shape, you played football at a high level. It gives you that platform, doesn't it? And in some respects, you probably see what God has created in you for that moment.
It's that, and every day, I was at a fair this morning. Actually, they call it the Good Life Challenge at one of our institutions. And so all the ministries, all volunteer services were in there. And then they had all kinds of games and all these things. So it was just a day of out of the norm for these men. And yet, walking through, and regardless if they knew me because I was Catholic, they know that you're a football player. That's one thing that a lot of them have in common is the sports helps keep a normalcy of life for them. And so it really does break down some barriers, and a lot of guys come up and just, man, how are the Jags? Have a comment here or there. And it really does open up conversation. And it's just like, Lord, I had no idea you were doing all that back then. And the platform you were creating, and he is good.
And John's putting it to good use for sure. Blessed to play Ron Meyer chatting once again with John Chick, former professional football player in the Canadian Football League, as well as the NFL, now director of prison ministry for the Diocese of St. Augustine. John, let's talk about this app. You're really encouraging men to put their spiritual life and their fitness life together, but you created an app called Iron Saints, which has not hit the App Store yet, but will. But tell us the genesis for which you created this app, and what do you hope to achieve by the men who participate?
Yeah, well, obviously, I think a lot of us specialize in our own niches, but also some of our pain points. And as a faithful Catholic playing for 6 clubs and living north, south, east, and west of 2 countries, we always found that Catholic church, and we had good communal life living on Sundays. But in this world, because of our work and divisions in a lot of sense, the communal life outside of that is lacking. And so that was one of my own pain points that I wanted to, this is intentionally about building a brotherhood of men in the faith. Iron sharpens iron. Where 2 or more gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Woe to that person who falls alone, but blessed be he who as a brother with him when he falls. And so that was very important to me, is something that is about the communal life. And, but yeah, I mean, you don't have to walk very far to just see the different pain points that many of us struggle with. And so wanted to be intentionally Catholic, wanted to be intentionally brotherhood. And my niche, my background is in strength training. And so the promise we give is for the Catholic man to reclaim strength, clarity, purpose, and brotherhood. You know, that clarity comes through both vision and goal setting. And so we deliver on that promise through the Act F 8 Iron Saints mission. Acts 1:8 is the activation verse of scripture. You will receive the power of the Holy Spirit and you will be my witness. So helping the Catholic man be the witness that he wants to be. And that's first and foremost in his vocation. And so there are five pillars to that. And that is, we put on the armor of God. And that armor is aligning our vision. A man without vision will perish. Renewal of the mind is where transformation happens. Mastering the body, because we are temples of the Holy Spirit. Ordering fraternity, because iron sharpens iron. And reclaiming freedom in Christ, body, mind, and spirit. So it is both formation in the faith. It is daily cultivating virtues. It is the word of God, but also the training, which is the vehicle we use that helps us to show up in those places we're called. Like I said, I'm ready to go tomorrow, Ron, you know, if the Lord is willing to take me. But yeah. I also know that too much is given, much is required. And I'm called as husband and as father and a servant of my church and those put in my way to show up for them at my best. Mm-hmm. And fitness has always allowed me to be my best. I know that in seasons of downtime, I have more mental fog. I lack clarity. I lack structure. And when we lack order in areas of our life, it begets more disorder. And so all I've known is from many great mentors and coaches in my own life is that when there is structure and there's a clear goal, like in sport, we know that the end goal is the championship this year. And scripture tells us we're on that championship team. We win. But what we're trying to do is we can't win unless you show up. And so it's helping folks show up, body, mind, and spirit. And so a great journey. It pay it forward mentality is, yes, we're cultivating this brotherhood. We do the training, but also challenges us to maybe get a little uncomfortable. Yes, body, but out there, you know, is that called to serve your community? Is it called to a deeper prayer life or into the works of mercy? And so that pay it forward mentality, we got people showing up on the app, sharing, yes, their family life, something from their training today. But man, so much spiritual depth. And you find guys, coming from all different places in the faith. One of my favorite things that has come from Iran is we tend to think that we're the only one dealing with the problem. A problem. And in these cohorts, you know, you guys come together as men for 50, as a team for 56 days, one after one. In that 8-week period of time, someone goes through something. And once they realize, holy cow, so did Jim, so did Joe, so did, they're all going through something and yet they're still showing up and helping me rise. And so that kind of ties me to them that, man, I don't got a reason to not show up. And that's been the fruits of what we've seen so far is guys showing up no matter what, you know. And we've seen some this season. Life got too busy and had to back out. And that happens too, you know, is... it does probably need to be a right season, but I think if we all sit back and look, well, what is that right season? Because when am I not going to be busy? And that's both through this app, but I hear the same thing in ministry. You know, we often, those that are working age, young families and all that, when it comes to ministry is, well, I don't have time for that. Yes. And then on the other end of the spectrum, 55 plus, retirement, man, I'm too old for that, you know, kind of a deal. And it's mm-hmm. like, right? And yeah. and I understand both sides. I experience both sides. I know what it's like to be busy and moving every 6 months, chasing a career and all those kind of things. But thanks be to God, it was instilled in me young that didn't mean I had an excuse to not show up to church. You know, I got to have my butt in the pews because the grace that I received there sets me up for this next week and next month and next season. And I was so blessed by that for many years, but more so blessed in the home I was raised that, yeah, that my dad didn't let me have any excuses. And I thank him for that to this day. Cause I went to college at a school where the only Catholic presence was the Newman Center there. And I knew that was the one place I needed to be on Sundays.
Well, John Chick has been our guest, doing a great work for the church and also for men, creating an app called Iron Saints. Look for it in the App Store in coming weeks ahead. Faith, fitness, accountability, and fraternity. You might want to check out that app. John, thanks so much again for telling us about the app, but also what you do as far as prison ministry in the Diocese of St. Augustine. And it's always great to have you on Blessed to Play. Thanks so much.
Ron, such a pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number two, play.com. You could like us on Facebook and hit us up on the platform X at Blessed to Play. For John Chick, I'm Ron Meyer. Thanks so much for joining us right here on Blessed to Play.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number two, play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number two, play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.